King's Men. Israel Houghton, Donnie McClurkin, Marvin Sapp, and Kirk Franklin. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What I want to do is go ahead and get his... I want to say... It's 5:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
And as I was sitting in the chair, mm-hmm. I'm looking out of my peripheral, and I could see Jay trying to see if I was going to be able to sit in the seat without my feet swinging. And I saw you, Negro, as soon as I sat down, because I had to jump in the seat a little bit. You didn't sit down. You didn't think I caught that. I just want to let y'all know that y'all calling it the church, but it's going to go down this morning. It's going down this morning.
He's ready for you.
He's loaded for bear, man. He's ready.
The tour starts when?
September 16th.
September 16th.
It does, yes, sir.
All right, Israel. Now, whose idea was it to get the four of you giants of the industry together?
Brainchild, Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin.
All Kirk?
The giants.
The shortest among us.
There you go. There you go.
Israel got some. All right. I like him.
Well, man, what the four of us are telling everybody that really, you know, this tour should have had at least 10, 20 other guys on it because it's just so much talent out there in this genre. You know, we were not able to take everybody this time around. You know, but, you know, we are, you know, just really.
But we the kings.
We the kings. I'm just trying to take his mic away.
We is the kings of gospel, I tell you.
And this will be a tour. This will be a tour that everybody needs to know that there's no headliner.
Yeah, that's true.
No headliner.
No headliner.
No headliner but Jesus.
All right.
Well, who opens?
There is no opener. The presentation is going to be so dope that it never ends. It's like the collaborations and just the visual of it. It's a never-ending party.
So Kirk, Marvin, Donnie, Israel, you all are all on stage at the same time.
There'll be different times we're on stage all at the same time, and maybe like collaborations, two guys, maybe three guys, maybe one guy, all four guys, and it's going to be like that all night.
Yeah.
So there's no end up next.
So you don't change sets?
Coming to the stage, you know him as.
No,
none of that.
No changing sets.
No, man.
No intermission?
Well, just for people to be able to kind of, you know, kind of wipe their eyes and just kind of let their bunions heal for a minute. Hold on. I don't need you trying to throw in that note. He told me to sell t-shirts. No.
Well, there is that. There is that, Kirk.
No.
The Lord does want you to make your money.
Listen, let me tell you something. We'll be on stage throwing t-shirts out in the audience tonight. How about that?
All right.
We'll be throwing them out in the audience.
Good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you know, man, it's going to be something that you've never really seen before in any show, you know.
How long of a show is this going to be?
7 hours.
Gotta be.
No, it's going to be three. It's going to be a great 3 hours, and you're going to get your money's worth. There's not going to be no one song and shot for 4 hours. It's going to be, a whole night of what we've been calling it. It's inspirational entertainment.
So get your tickets. Buy them now.
Yeah.
Now look. Hold up, Donnie. Yeah. I've seen you work. You get the falling down, get back up, fall back down, get back up. Your 3 hours is shot. I mean, come on.
No, you know, it's
Marvin, I've seen you work.
Hey, man, listen, they put a leash on us. I'm telling you.
You 7 hours?
They got a leash on us. Trust me. It's 3 hours.
It's an electric fence.
It's an electric fence. We all collared, choked up. Trust me, man. They got us on lockdown.
Still free, though. I mean, you still going to see them do their thing.
What kind of gospel song ends and doesn't come back?
But see, though, y'all are the same people.
It's going to come back.
But at the same time, though, Donnie, these are the
I'm
same folks.
I'm telling you now, it's coming back.
I knew it was.
But Donnie, these are the same folk that we see at a Maze concert, and they dancing in the audience, and a Maze song is 84 minutes.
So
don't y'all be coming up in here trying to look at us talking about we church dudes and we gonna have y'all all in the flow. I see y'all in all white at the Maze Nim concert and you leave and it's like a beige look, you know. And so I no, it's gonna be the same party.
So if you got a babysitter, make sure your babysitter is ready to stay
A little longer.
A little longer. Thank you, Donnie, for being honest with, with the people. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. No, but you know, it's going to be a condensed yet still free, full concert. It's going to be something that's going to be landmark.
Yeah.
Because I mean, to be the kings of gospel like we are.
Are y'all wearing crowns?
No.
We not the quartet kings. We just
and the title is called the King's Men.
Yeah, but
so.
Kirk being modest, he called us the kings of gospel, and we want to get that moniker.
We're the
that's
kings,
who we are.
Man, so it ain't about us, it's about
you
the
king. No stuff,
everybody else is princes.
Oh, it started.
It's already started.
It already started, Israel. It started already, Israel.
Everybody else is princes.
We did the view last week,
you
and they kept
us.
Calling us.
Yeah.
I would tell you.
Yeah.
I'm half white. I can't help it.
What happened on The View last week?
No. It was great. They just, instead of calling it the King's Men, they kept calling it the Kings of Gospel.
Right.
Yeah, because Sherry came on the show that morning and called it the Kings of Gospel.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And Kirk, being the diplomat and the ambassador that he is to the genre, kept fixing it. And there's only so much you can
fix.
It's going to be Kings of Gospel. I don't care.
Israel, you'll tell us, who is the diva of the group? Who's going to be the difficult one in the group?
Who's the David Ruffin of the group?
Who's the J. Anthony Brown
in
of the group?
In the words of gospel, who's the David Ruffin of the group?
Israel.
Who's the Bobby Brown of New Edition?
Who's the Bobby Brown?
I would have to say that the illustrious pastor, Donnie McClurk, is going to be our prophet.
What?
He's going to be
Israel
the
prophet. Israel says, it's Donnie.
What? I just swore he was going to say Kirk. I will slap the back of your head.
Oh, it's going to get started.
Marvin, I ask you, who's the diva of the group?
I plead the fifth.
Hold on.
I got to work with these guys.
Hold on.
I'm the diva. I'm the diva, man.
Let me say this. That Marvin Sapp's going to need a tour bus by himself just for his shoes.
Just for the Gators.
Just for his shoes.
His shoes and his watches.
Oh, the man from Grand Rapids, Michigan, he has to have a bus just for his Gators.
From City Slickers. City Slickers.
Who still shops in City Slickers?
City Slickers is the official tour
sponsor.
Tour sponsor.
Oh, that's how you are now.
I don't shop in City Slickers.
Just because you got stock in City Slicker, don't sit up here. I ain't shop in City Slicker. No,
why your voice go high?
I don't know. Let me get back down. Listen though. On the real, I ain't the only one that got a shoe demon around here. They should have been trying to make like I got a shoe demon. Israel and Kirk.
I ain't got one.
Kirk got red bottom sneakers. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Donnie, I ain't got nothing else to say.
No, I don't.
I don't think these two gonna make it out today.
So you ain't gotta worry about me, cause my thing is I'm a men's warehouse girl.
Okay. Blair, this gonna be a tour. This gonna be good.
Get your tickets.
I just want to be backstage. Marvin Sapp, how's everything at the church?
Church is going very well. My charter school starts in the fall of 2012. I'm excited about Gramps Ellicott Academy.
Like in the next 30 days.
Yeah. Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. We're going through 12th grade over the next 5 years.
Good.
It was the brainchild of my wife, and, you know, I'm excited about that. So I'm looking forward to educating kids at another level.
I saw in the news where you have a reality show coming out.
Yeah, I got a reality show, Marvin Sapp Single Dad. I'm really excited about that, too. Me and the kids, just showing people how we've transitioned, if you will, after passing of my wife over the last 2 years. And
It's been 2 years?
It'd be 2 years, September the 9th.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, but we're doing very well. My son, Marvin. ML is attending Morehouse in the fall of this year.
Oh, yeah?
My daughter, Michaela, and Madison, 10th and 8th graders, and they're adjusting very, very well. And, you know.
How are you holding up?
I'm doing good, man. Good. I'm on top of Rising Higher.
That's good.
On top and rising.
It's a really. I saw a clip of the show, and it looks like a lot of fun. And your children are delightful, and you are doing some things as a single dad you've never done before.
Yeah,
you're making some purchases.
It's funny. I go down. I told somebody. I said, I got to go down aisles in the grocery store that I never had to go down before. I'm reading rappers like, you know, stuff to say wings and heavy flow, you know. You know, so it's some strange stuff, you know, that we got to do. But, you know, I'm up for the challenge. You know, being a, my wife was a great woman and really deposited some great things into me and into my kids. So, I mean, you know, teenagers are different, you know, and being a father that has the type of responsibility that I have is, it's challenging, but
and being on the road.
Yeah, being on the road, traveling, preaching, singing, and speaking of which, schools and all that kind of stuff.
Speaking of being on the road, Donnie, are you going to be in church on Sundays?
As much as possible.
Because I remember when you were out before, you always stopped what you were doing and went back to New York.
Mm-hmm. And run back to the Hopeville tour or whatever other tour.
Right.
And jump on stage just as the overture starting.
Driving me crazy.
Really, it was.
And so how is it, how's
like
it going to work this time?
Sliding in
yeah, it's, like the five.
It's going to be two of us. It's going to be two of us doing.
You too, Marvin?
Yeah, you know, I pastor him in my church.
He's 10 years, I'm 11
I'm 10 years pastoring. My church don't care nothing about Marvin Sapp being a recording artist. They want to see their pastor on Sunday.
And Israel, what about Lakewood?
Yeah, same kind of thing, you know. I'm still at Lakewood twice a month, and that's it's been that way for 11 years, so.
Still. Only twice a month. I thought you were there every
There's
day.
So many people.
That wouldn't work. I mean, we got a big staff of worship leaders there, but I'm committed to twice a month, and then I travel the rest of the time.
His staff of worship leaders are the same number as the congregants in my church.
That's how big the church is.
Yeah. And how's the family?
Oh, the family.
The family.
You're not asking me where I'm
going to church?
In the track, like, I ain't got no job. Everybody's going to be flying back to their churches.
Where's your church home?
Don't get Tom. Tom, you cannot.
I didn't see you in church Sunday.
The church I go to is Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see you there.
That's where
but today we're visiting the Red Velvet Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where New Year's. It was unbelievable. I went to see Kurt New Year's night.
Oh, I heard about
and, that. And he's looking at me like, I know this. And after the show, he said, I know this is not this Negro. This is him.
Yeah,
but
man.
He didn't say Negro.
Yeah, man. It was really cool seeing him. And we, you know, we got along. You know?
In the church.
Yeah. 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 So.
The controversy right now about same-sex marriage. And the church stance on same-sex marriage. The president coming out and saying that he is not opposed to same-sex marriage. Do you feel your congregations supporting the president or not supporting the president because of this issue?
You talk.
I'll be more than happy to answer.
Because if I talk, I'm going to get in trouble. You talk.
Well. This is Kirk talking, and I'm not a pastor. Neither is Mr. Obama. Neither is President Obama. He's not our pastor, so it's not for me to look to him to give me spiritual advice, nor do I think that it should be something that's looked at as the church's stance. I don't think that the church should be put in a position of having all this power. You know, the church shouldn't be looked at as power. I mean, the church is not greater than people that go to a club, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all people that are all God's creation. And so if God is the creator, then I believe that we all should look to him to give us the template of how we should live our lives.
Donnie and Marvin, there's a movement of black pastors, and it's in the news today. There's a movement of black pastors who are coming out against President Obama because of his stance on same-sex marriage.
I think the key thing that all of us must understand is that marriage was established before each and every last one of us got here.
That's right.
And you can't change the template, no matter how we try to legislate it, vote it in and or out. The template is the template. And God has already defined how he wanted marriage to be put into place. So,
but my question is,
that's what I
is still, is the church still going to support President Obama come November?
Well, I can't speak for the church overall. You know, it's based on everybody's individual convictions.
Right.
I would be remiss trying to speak for the church at large.
Right. Yeah.
Myself, you know, I am the conventional. I believe in what the Bible says about you know, man being made for woman, and then the two becoming one flesh. I'm not pro politics. My thing is, I've got to make sure that I lead the congregation in the way that the Bible has already stipulated.
Right.
And don't stray from it. Not promoting nor detracting people from, but just giving them what the Bible says and what God wants.
Can we also add to this, Tom, is that we also want people to know that we believe in everything that the Bible says. We believe about what the Bible says about pride.
Absolutely.
We believe about what the Bible says about hate. We believe what the Bible says about arrogance. You know, we believe what the Bible says about humility and meekness and love and truth. So what we don't want to do is to see what's happening within the culture. The four of us, we don't want to start isolating these issues and to try to biblocentrically try to interpret what they are. We just want to see it all as all, that the same standard that I'm held to as a married man is the same standard that he's held to as a single man or a straight man or a gay man, because we're not the standard. Right. And because we're not the standard, it's not for us to be pointing fingers at each other, because while we're so busy trying to make sure that God is on our side, we all of us, gay or straight, we need to make sure that we're on God's side.
Absolutely. So did y'all go to Chick-fil-A yesterday or
I
not?
I tell you something, I never seen so many white people eat chicken yesterday.
We was rushing.
I have never in my entire, I went to like three of them, Sybil, and the lines were around the block, white people eating chicken.
Yeah, but it wasn't just white people too, though, man.
Yeah, but no, most of them, no. Most, there was most, a, it wasn't just white, but the ones yeah. I went, well, I go to yeah. the ones with the white people.
What I heard was that they funny. Yeah,
that's funny.
He goes where Becky goes.
Yeah, they said that at one Chick-fil-A, I heard that there was like a like large group of African-American men.
Yeah.
That showed up and went, like, did you hear about that?
Yeah,
like about 6 to 80 African-American men that showed up, and they all wanted to go to Chick-fil-A to just stand for their support. So,
well,
you know.
And if these people are not for health care, they definitely going to need it after all that chicken they ate.
That's funny.
The King's men are the
just the King's men.
I'm with you, Johnny.
I like you, Tom.
I like it.
All right, in the Red Velvet Cake Studio, it's time for news with BlackAmericaWeb.com. Donovan Clerken, Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, Kirk Franklin.
Yes, sir.
Y'all going to go hard every night, aren't you?
Every night.
Sure are.
Trying to out-sing each other. Trying to out-scream each other.
Yeah, because I don't know about if I'm there, but I'd sing anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're the hype, man.
Yeah, you're the hype, man. You all have great shows, though.
Oh. These are some large venues, too, that you're going to. Yeah. When you were on The View, how were the ticket sales? The advanced ticket sales?
They had a good spike after.
Yeah, they did?
So, yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Because this is brand new for Live Nation, your promoter.
Yeah.
And are they used to? They've never done a gospel show before.
Never.
They've never done a gospel show?
No. They've never done this before. Yeah. They've done everybody, but they've never done a gospel show.
Yeah.
Well, with the gospel crowd, we're a walk-up crowd.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're last minute. Yeah. We got to eat chicken first. Yeah. Yeah, we got to eat first.
And that's driving them crazy.
Yeah. I know it is.
That's driving them
and
crazy.
And you're trying every day to say, but this is how they are.
This is how we do it.
Let me tell you what I've had to do, Tom. It's just even out of my own pocket, what I had to do is I had to hire an independent grassroots team just to work the churches and the church community, because Live Nation didn't have that system, you know.
Uh-huh.
Trying to do like, you know, the group tickets for the churches. So there were people that I had to bring on myself from my own expense, because I wanted to show Live Nation that I'm going to make sure that my base, because, you know, they're looking to me to make sure that our base is covered.
So right? you have a church group rate?
Yes. Yeah, we
for tickets.
Oh, you got to have a church group. Yeah,
so we're working with,
buses.
Well, yeah, hopefully buses. But
that's
then, but again, but that's the challenge though, because Ticketmaster is not set up to understand the whole. Oh yeah, so it's an educational process
right.
for
right.
everybody across the board. So I may be, you know, I'm already small. I'm going to lose some weight and be kind of skinny and poor by the time this tour starts. But I'll be on stage.
You'll be in a ticket booth.
Stage with some oxygen and some Ticketmaster t-shirts, something. I'm going to do something, because it is so much. I've never had to work like this before. But, you know, when you got talent like this with you, I mean, when you have people like Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton and Donovan Clerken saying, yeah, Kirk, you know, we'll support you. And they, because they're sacrificing working so much, because I mean, what they're blessed to do on their own is so much greater than what they're getting on this tour, because it's such a new venture that, you know, they're making major sacrifices. So if they're going to do that, I got to make sure that all the groundwork is done, because when you got talent like that making that level of sacrifice, you can't play with it.
So this is truly stepping out on faith in terms of
mad crazy, mad crazy.
Have
mad
you shot crazy. All the episodes of the BET
Sunday Best?
Sunday Best?
Yeah,
Best
yeah, done. Yeah.
And I
two on
Kurt.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Y'all funny. I got a lot of text messages last weekend, and you said y'all put off. Y'all put all the white people off.
Oh.
Is that right?
No.
I didn't see it. I'm just telling you what people
that was
told
your,
me.
That was Yolanda.
Yeah, but Donnie's
y'all
doing
put
a great
all
job.
The white
she
people off.
She can't be here to defend herself.
That's why I said
there's such a bus. There's a bus rolling right down the street. Man, I see right there.
This what I can't say is that this season, the viewers are making this the biggest season ever, man. It's like last week, it did 2.2.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. You know, so it's doing incredible. Donnie's doing, everybody is doing a great job. And I want to thank everybody that's been tuning in. Thank you so much, because this is turning out. I mean, the ratings are ridiculous this season.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really humbling. And on the very last show, the Kingsmen are performing. And it's a really mad, crazy performance.
Kings of Gospel, baby.
That's right. That's right. Tight. Claim it, man.
And claim it, man. I'm killing him.
I give up.
I tried just.
Hey, Kurt.
Only thing
Kurt,
missing
you
the
just
glasses.
Wait. Yeah. You just wait.
I've seen him knocking on the glass. Y'all can't do me like that.
Before it's over, it's going to be Donnie McClurkin and the Kings of Gospel.
Oh, that's terrible.
I call it now.
You call it now.
I'm calling it now. It's going to be Donnie McClurkin.
And the Kings of Gospel.
By the time they finish, it might be Donnie and the Princes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, the Princes is the next group that's going to come up. This guy. My God.
Yeah.
I ain't saying you what it is or not. You know we the voices.
That's okay, Martin. We got this.
I'm just laying back. I'm just glad.
You
want to
beat me? You can't beat me. You ain't got it.
Y'all are killing me. Ladies and gentlemen, I have nothing to do with this.
Oh, man, this is going to be a great tour. Is it going to be taped? Is it going to be, will we see this on a DVD?
You may, you may. You know,
I mean, not in the bootleg, but I mean, a real.
Yeah. If everything goes well, yes. Yeah. You know, yeah, you may. I mean, this is historic. And then, you know, after this, hopefully, there'll be other, you know, like every year, maybe, you know, there's another Kingsmen tour.
Here we go.
With other great gospel talent, you know, Fred Hammond and Jay Moss.
If you had to put a female group together like this, who would you pick?
Lola Falana, Halle Berry, and Millie Jackson.
Millie Jackson.
Wow, finger on the button with Millie Jackson.
Millie Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Cussing for the Lord.
I'm trying to tell you.
So, fellas, what would we do, if there was a female version of this,
gospel,
fellas?
Gospel. Who would you pick?
Who would y'all pick?
Kim Burrell.
Mm-hmm. Kim Burrell.
The Marys.
The Mary.
The Mary.
Yeah.
Yolanda.
Uh-huh.
Cece.
And Dottie Peoples.
Dottie Peoples.
Yeah. Nice.
No, like Dartha Norwood.
Shirley Cece. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, now it's
Dorothy
now this
Love
is good.
Coach.
Dorothy.
She's not alive.
This is going to be
she
a
She can come
messy.
Back for this tour.
This is going to be a messy tour. I just want to be backstage.
No, you know, but I just want to say, you know, all of this is really in the machinations of Kirk Franklin. All of this comes out of Kirk Franklin's mind. And to be a part of this thing, it is the greatest thing in the world for me, because I'm the team player. I don't like being the man out in front. I love to be a part of the team. The ensemble.
For now.
Later on that tour.
You know, but you know, if
by the Cleveland show.
No,
by the Cleveland show.
No, I'm being serious. And if it falls that way, so be it. You know. I think, though, the key thing is that this tour is going to be stressless because we all have a camaraderie with one another.
And a good time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stressless.
We're going to get a little taste of the Kings.
Yeah.
At the top of the hour.
Do it, baby.
When they perform here in the Red Velvet Cake Studio and the in-studio jam. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.
It's the Top Gunner Morning Show.